Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here we are. It's after Christmas. It's after the Epiphany. And that's the start of a brand new calendar year. So we begin today at the font. Actually, in the gospel story, we begin in the Jordan River, which then flows neatly to our font by means of water. Water, which is the most common thing around. It's something that all of us need every single day. It's something that some people work all day to just get enough for their family, and for us, it is at the tap. But we begin today with the font. We start this year here with baptism, with the moment that we are claimed as part of God's family. At that moment where we are written into God's story of salvation, we come to the font, not because we are perfect, but because God is. Jesus is perfect. And at the font, we have been chosen by God, forgiven by God, empowered by God in this water, so that we can share God's love and build God's kingdom, just as Jesus shows us and leads us to do. So we begin this year at the font, where our lives take on the power of God's people. Now, it is good for us to take some time and start fresh right here at the font. Martin Luther reminds all of us that we should daily drown our old sinful selves in remembrance of our baptism. So it's good for us all to be here and to do that again. Here at the font, we died and rose with Christ. Here in our baptism, we were washed clean of our sinfulness by the grace of God. Here, God claims us and the Holy Spirit comes to us. The question then becomes for me, why did Jesus have to be baptized? And the short answer is, he didn't. Jesus had no sin to be forgiven. Jesus had not died yet. There was no resurrection yet. Jesus did not need to repent as John was urging his audience. Jesus did not need to be baptized. He chose to be, so that what we heard in the prophecies from Isaiah can come to fruition. So that God's grace and goodness will infuse this simple water with power and purpose, so that we might become children of God and followers of Jesus. As Jesus goes into the waters of the Jordan River and comes up again, the words from Isaiah begin to take shape. Jesus is the servant of God. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the chosen one. And Isaiah tells us that God delights in this one. The voice coming from heaven at the end of Jesus' baptism declares Jesus to be Son of God, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. God delights. Isaiah then goes on to talk about the Spirit of the Lord coming upon this servant, and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove and alights on Jesus. Jesus comes from these waters as God's chosen and beloved servant, in whom God takes delight. Isaiah then goes on to describe the work and the ministry of this servant and describes them as actions of kindness and gentleness. It is a ministry where patience and stamina are required. The implication for us is that we see Jesus as this described servant so that we can watch his actions in their gentleness and in their patience. We can see this servant Jesus as our Lord and our model, as our inspiration. See, that's where everything changes in the transition between verse 5 and verse 6. In verse 6, we too are called. God takes us by the hand to lead us and to keep us, so that we can share the love of God and the gift of his righteousness with all we see. We can help the world to see God's love. We can help those imprisoned physically, mentally, emotionally, through addiction and abuse and all kinds of things. We can bring the love and the power of God's name, the delight of the Lord with us, wherever it is that we get to go. God claims Jesus at his baptism. God claims and calls us at our baptism. With Christ, we die to our old sinful selves. With Christ, we rise to newness of life. With Christ, we step into the world to live lives of kindness and gentleness, showing patience and stamina, not impatience or fatigue. With Christ, we step into a world of darkness to bring the light of God's love. With Christ, we step into a world of chaos, violence, and vengeance, and we bring love and joy and peace. As we begin at the font, we may not feel adequate or worthy. I know I don't. We may not feel like we can do any of the things that I have been talking about, or even really imagine them. And actually, that's true. We aren't, we can't, we're nothing without the power and the presence of God's love with us. That's why Jesus was baptized, so that we would be too, and we would know the power of God's love with us. Jesus steps into the Jordan to model for us the calling of God and the coming of the Spirit to all of us. As we come to the font, we remember God's call. We remember that God has named us and claimed us as children, no longer seeing us as not good enough. But in Christ, we become those in whom God is well pleased. That is the power of this font, this moment, and this gift from God. Now, it's not a magic trick. This should never be something that we do in order to quiet the grandparents. In baptism, at this font, lives change. We are changed. Jesus came up from the Jordan and began his ministry. He began to show his patience and courage, his gentleness and self-control. Jesus lived a life of service and care for all that he met, because in that day, the focus of his life changed. As we come to the font at the beginning of a new year, may our lives find new focus. As we look at the world with kindness and gentleness, striving for patience and stamina as the world tries to overwhelm us all. God is with us. God has called us. And God walks beside us. God wants to work with us and help us to bring the love, the peace, the generosity, and the goodness that this world needs so desperately. This is why Jesus was baptized, so that we can walk into the world as servants of God, as children of God, as sisters and brothers of Christ, living for the sake of our neighbors. Let us give thanks to God for this moment where we remember the goodness of Jesus as he shows us the life of the baptized. Amen.